Thank you so much for listening today. We are with Evangelist Byron Fox. This is an extended edition of the God Bless America magazine, October 2024 edition. Brother Fox, we've really had a good time doing these interviews together, haven't we?
We really have. Our guests have just brought some wonderful information to us and inspired all of us to try to do more in the cause of Christ. And I think that'll be the case today. We have Pastor Jim Scudder of Quinton Road Baptist Church. Of course, he also has a TV program. He has a Bible college, a very complex ministry there, and just trying to reach as many folk with the gospel of Christ as he can. And Pastor Scudder, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you very much, Byron. Listen, you have been a blessing to us, to our college. You've taught how our students should be involved in government and how we need to, you know, do more of those types of things. So we appreciate you as well.
Well, thank you, Pastor. You know, you've got an article and a picture with a caption inside of this brand new special edition of the God Bless America magazine. It's technically the October edition. But in this picture, you've got the Israeli flag. And tell us about this picture. What was going on, Pastor?
We were so honored to be part of a delegation of Christian communicators. We belong to what's called NRB, and it's the largest Christian communicator organization in the world. And the president invited myself and a few others to do a delegation trip, a press trip to Israel. And it was in May. And I had prayed a couple of years earlier that God would give us opportunities to show our love and support for our Jewish friends in the United States, but also, of course, in Israel. And so that was, to me, the meeting with the president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, to present him something that our staff at In Grace had produced, a beautiful flag of Israel, but to make the stripes and the Star of David were the names of the remaining hostages. He was emotional. He was very touched and moved. Michelle Bachmann and others were there, and it was wonderful in the day that Israel feels so alone and so isolated. Antisemitism again is coming back with a vengeance. It's always been around. For them to know, for our Jewish friends in Israel to know that there are millions of Christians that believe, just because Israel brought us our Savior, we should love them and support them. And that was what that picture was. And it was a wonderful experience. God gets the glory for that. But how it all just worked out to be able to have such a powerful and influential meeting.
That is absolutely wonderful. I know in our conversations between you and I that you have a great love for Israel and you want America to continue to stand with Israel. Now, why do you want America as a country to stand so such allegiance with Israel?
Well, some people say it's because Israel needs America. I think America needs Israel. Here's why. When I read my Bible, I don't find America spelled out. I mean, some people can find it here and there, but it's definitely not spelled out. We are the world's superpower, declining, but still America, a world superpower. How would America, if the Lord's return is imminent, it's soon, how would America not be mentioned? But you know what country is mentioned? Israel. And it's mentioned that they will be a nation forever. And so I look at it, let's just say, step back and look at it as a strategy. Okay. Supporting Israel is a strategy. We better support Israel because they are part of an eternal future.
Amen.
And we need to be, involved in that. Also, I look at practical things like Israel is on the front lines of terrorism. Those that are trying to kill the Saturday people also want to kill the Sunday people. The Palestinian protesters are protesting Easter and Christmas, which the last time I checked is they are not Jewish holidays. So in other words, what's happening today against Israel is something it's coming to us as well as Americans. So for that reason, strategically, they're on the front lines of defending this, awful continual wave of extremist Islamic terrorism. Of course, we know the blessings in Scripture in Genesis 12:3. Of God blessing those that bless Israel.
And
I don't know about you, Evangelist Fox, but I want God's blessing. I don't want God's
Amen.
Blessing.
Amen.
Yes, I prefer receiving God's blessings rather than his wrath.
Yes.
You know, when God led me to do this magazine, I was with you shortly thereafter at your Grace Conference, and I mentioned to you, I need a little article about Israel, and you immediately agreed to do that, and I'm so thankful. But you also placed an ad in this magazine about your TV ministry and about your Bible college. Would you tell us about your TV and Bible college?
Sure. My father started our ministry in 1971. I was born in 1970, so I was just not even 1 year old when we moved to Chicago. He always loved and supported Israel, so I kind of got that from my dad, also just studying the Bible. But he also started two major ministries that are now separate 501c3s, but very interconnected with the church. One is the college we'll talk about maybe in a minute, but one of the ministries was a media ministry. And so he had seen, you know, people like Charles Stanley and others on TV. And he said, you know what, let's get a fundamentalist on TV. Let's have someone that really understands the important issues, the Bible issues. And so we started our media ministry. When he retired and then passed away 4 years ago, we've taken it and we've tried to advance it. And God is blessed. We are every week on the largest Christian television network in the world, which is TBN, Trinity Broadcasting Network. And obviously, we have disagreements with other people that are on that network. And sometimes I disagree with myself. I still love the idea of being able to broadcast a pure doctrinal program that doesn't conflict with Scripture, but also we try to do it in an adventure format, and we love to unearth biblical proofs. So like an apologetics TV Amen. Program. Amen. And because there's a lot of people out there that they're not knowledgeable. They don't know that the Bible has such great evidence and foundations. You know, the Scripture says there are many infallible proofs. And I believe that's speaking of the resurrection and the many appearances of Christ. But I think it also is talking about archaeology, and people say, you know, archaeology doesn't support the Bible. So I said, okay, let's go to Israel. Let's mm-hmm. let's do a dig. Let's film a dig. Let's walk around with an archaeologist and see if that's true. And now what we're finding is archaeology in Israel supports the Bible every time.
Precisely.
Right. No one's telling that story. So In Grace TV is what we call it, and we're privileged to not only be on TBN, but we're on a number of other stations and networks on television around the country. But we also are on 300 radio stations. So we Monday through Thursday, we have a daily show. It's basically my pulpit preaching. But on Fridays and weekends, we take the folks on the radio on these same TV adventures. So we're on American Family Radio, we're on VCY and Clear Air. We're on a bunch of these great networks. And so we're able to advance with TV, radio. Of course, we're also, we have a big YouTube channel, a Roku channel, Rumble. You know, you got to try to be on all these different platforms.
Right.
So, today, you know, we're going with both the traditional broadcasting and the newer ways of doing things. But it's been amazing because we're seeing people one to Christ. We have a phone number on our show and people call in, and we have at least two or three saved during most broadcasts.
Wow.
It's just been wonderful to see that and see how God has provided us great platforms.
You know, I've heard in the past that for every one or two or three that you hear from that receive Christ, it may be dozens of folk represented by that. We have no idea how many folk have been saved, received Christ because of this remarkable TV broadcast and media outlet that you have and the streaming services.
Amen.
Our guest today that we're interviewing is Pastor Jim Scudder of Quinton Road Baptist Church. And we're so grateful, Pastor, for your time. Brother Dixon, what would you like to ask our guests?
Pastor, especially as you look at the geopolitical situation, I know there's a lot of individual believers, listeners who are listening to this, knowing that the prophecies in the Bible about Israel are inextricably tied to genuine revival, as we would see in Romans 9, 10, 11, Zechariah 12 and 13, about the Lord will pour out his spirit on the house of David. How would you encourage the individual listeners who are listening to this as to what they could do to help win Jewish people to the Lord Jesus Christ and also to pray for the peace of Israel?
Well, we know that salvation is only through Yeshua. And so the first thing I'll do when I'm talking to my Jewish friends is I'll use his Jewish name, his Hebrew name, which is sometimes here's the thing that I'm learning is when you're trying to share the gospel with our Jewish friends, they're really, really hesitant to listen. And there's a lot of background to that. I'm learning more and more on that because when they hear of a Christian, they've been taught their whole life in their schools, in their Jewish schools, that Christians have tried to kill them if they wouldn't convert. And that's true. I mean, that did happen. I would say they're not true Christians, but the people that call themselves Christians did those things. And so I've learned to soften it by saying, first of all, if they say that to me, I won't immediately say, well, those weren't real Christians, because the person is just thinking you're talking right past them.
Right.
So what I'll say now is, I am so sorry that that happened. That is so wrong. I might later on say, you know, I don't know any true believers, followers of Jesus that would ever do that, and try to help them understand the differences that that's, you know, medieval Catholic or whatever. But so some of those things are important to learn. You know, most Jewish people have heard you're Christ killers. So I've learned to say something like this: Jesus was put on the cross. It was asked for by the Jewish religious leaders. It was the Romans that actually did it. But no one murdered Jesus because Jesus was a willing sacrifice. As a matter of fact, who's guilty of Jesus' death? It's me. It's my sin. My sin nailed Jesus to the cross. So learning a few of those things, and those are true statements, really helps us get past some of those big barriers. And then it's just being a friend, showing them what Jesus is to us. And all the Jewish friends that I now have, and there are dozens of them, every time I'm with them, we're talking about Jesus in some way. I'll say, well, yeah, but we're talking about something, and I'll say, yeah, Jesus taught this, and they're amazed at him. They don't know anything about him. And so it's a long road, but it's an important road that we bring the gospel. Paul said to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Paul said, if I could give up my salvation for the salvation of my kindred, the Jewish people, he would do that. Now, that's astounding. Right. Mm-hmm. So I think we all had better develop a love for the Jewish people for the very fact that they brought us Jesus. And I'll tell that to Jewish people. Almost every Jewish person I meet now, whether they're American or Israeli, I say, by the way, thank you for bringing me, for being the family of my Savior, my Messiah. And it melts them, because it's true. The Jewish people did bring us Jesus in the scripture. I think that Romans 9 through 11 and other places tells us that God is not done with national mm-hmm. Israel, mm-hmm. but they will have to come to faith nationally. Of course, individually, we know thousands haven't. And there's more, I think, Jewish people that have put their trust in Yeshua, Jesus, today than ever. I think there's over 1 million. So there are good things happening, but we definitely need to continue to pray for them, pray for the peace of Israel, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen. My wife and I, Pastor Scudder, we have a practice that when we have lunch, either together or even separate, our routine is every lunchtime to pray for Jerusalem. I've been there, and I love Jerusalem. I love Israel. And I'm so thankful, Pastor Scudder, for your great devotion to the people of Israel, to the Jew first, the scripture does say. And thank you for that. Well, it's been a fantastic interview. I'm so glad you're part of this God Bless America magazine. There's three calls to action with this magazine that I believe Americans need to do right now. Number one is pray. You know, Pastor Scudder, you're one of our panelists on our October 2nd. National Zoom call. That's our day of prayer and fasting. And at noon Eastern time and at noon Pacific time, we're going to have national Zoom calls where for 1 hour, we will only read the Bible and pray. 10 different preachers will read the Bible. 10 different folk will word our prayer toward heaven. So this is the call to action with the magazine, pray. Number two, witness. And Pastor Scudder, hear all about the gospel. Yeah. Everything you do is harnessed to the gospel of Christ, trying to witness to others. And then the last call to action is vote, a very practical call to action. It's a big election year. And Pastor, would you agree those are the three things that Americans need to do right now?
Absolutely. You know, and if we love our country, which I think all of us do, and we see the biblical foundations of this nation, that we are literally a Christian nation, and everything that was written to govern us was based on that. We had better not throw up our hands and say, what can I do? I'm only one person. We had better do those three things. This is something that we're teaching at our Bible college, at Dayspring Bible College and Seminary, is for all of our, and that's what you came and taught us recently,
yes,
Brother Fox, is to be involved, because, you know, God says to submit to authority and pray for authority. Well, we get to pick our authorities in the United States.
That's right.
And so I think when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ and we're not active in the ballot box, if we're not voting, you say, well, there's no good choices. Pick the best of the worst, then. Do something. If we're not going to do that, I think at the judgment seat of Christ, we will have to answer for that. We're living in a constitutional republic that has given us incredible freedoms and prosperity and the ability to bring the gospel across the world. We had better hold on to that as best we can and be involved. So all of our students that graduate Dayspring, they have that basis. They love Israel. They love America. They're very involved as much as we can be in the politics. And sometimes that's hard to be involved in politics,
yes.
But we better be. That's an arena that needs. They need biblical education. Most of the leaders today, they don't really know why we have one Republican running for Congress, and we won't let him come into our church because he supports what he calls the women's reproductive rights. Mm. But I don't think anyone's ever sat down with him, and I'm planning to have coffee with him soon and just open up the Bible and show him, first of all, that's a horrible term to use for murdering unborn babies.
Right. Yes.
But here are the verses that tell us that life begins in the womb, and this is an eternal soul, and that traces all the way back to the very beginning at conception. And see, maybe no one's ever done that in love, sat down with him, and who knows what that could do. So that's what I'm doing in the Chicago area. I hope all of us are doing stuff like that wherever we live.
Well, and that's what all of our listeners and all of the readers of the magazine, we've got to be engaged. The little children's song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Going to Let It Shine." Well, we need to let our light shine right now. Don't trim the lamp. No, we need to raise the level of righteousness in our country. And there's only one group of people that will do that. And that's God's people. And if God's people don't do it, it's not going to be done. So I appreciate it so very much, Pastor Scudder, the effort that you put in on a daily basis, well, to raise the level of righteousness and to point folk to Christ. Well, any final comment, Pastor Scudder?
Well, listen, I think you've covered it so well, Byron and Gordon. This, we are at crossroads, and I know we've said that many times, but we are at the crossroads in America. This is our time, and we have hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Christians. If we all did our part, it would totally change the tide of America.
That's right.
So this is the time. Let's make sure we do everything we can for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of Israel, for the sake of liberty.
Amen. Well, Brother Byron Fox and Pastor Jim Scudder, thank you so much for joining us on the program today.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are listening to this and you receive this audio and it's not in the context of the magazine, we would encourage you to go to our website, which is godandcountry.me. If you'll go there on the web, you will see that these audio interviews and the narrations of the articles for the God Bless America magazine, that's the October 2024 edition, are all there for you. And if you'd like to receive a printed copy of this, you can contact us there, and we would be glad to get that to you. For Evangelist Byron Fox and Pastor Jim Scudder, we thank you very much for listening to us today.